Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Welcome to another sparkling edition of the Thought Police. It's me, Mike Graham, and him, Kevin O'Sullivan. Of course, Kevin is having his lunch at the moment. I'm also having my lunch. Difference between us is that I've got a ham and cheese sandwich, which is smothered in mayonnaise, and I'm not going to eat it while we're doing the podcast. But you, of course, will continue to fucking eat.
I've got
while
a cheese and pepper, quesadilla and chips, and I'm going to eat them while
cheese.
We're doing the fucking podcast.
Is it
podcast.
Vegan cheese?
Huh?
Is it vegan cheese?
No, will you stop going on about me being a fucking vegan? I'm not a fucking vegan.
Okay. All right, you're a pescatarian, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, why is there any fish in it then?
I'll take that.
Why don't you put some fish
with
in the fucking
with the odd laps.
Eh? Why don't you put some fish in the fucking thing?
Well, okay, I would quite like a fish quesadilla.
Would you?
But I haven't got one.
I wouldn't fancy
this
fish.
Is, they're good here. They're
fuck
really
that
good.
Shit. Anyway, listen, here we are.
That shit.
It's Jubilee week, so we're celebrating what is great about Britain. And I can't think of anything. What about you?
I'll tell you what I do think could be great.
I mean, I'm only joking, obviously.
It's the Jubilee week, and we're post-Brexit, and Boris has come up with a scheme where he's going to reintroduce imperial measurements.
Oh, great.
So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So generations of long-suffering British people will now be able to cease doing constant fucking calculations in their heads. No one knows what a litre looks like. No one knows what a fucking metre is.
No.
No one knows what a kilometre is. They never fucking have.
Right.
And while we're at it, let's get rid of this fucking centigrade shit.
You know
and get
what
back
fucking
to Fahrenheit.
You know what a fucking gram is, don't you?
Hmm?
You know what a fucking gram is.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
But I was always confused, right?
Is that metric? Is gram?
I think it is. Yeah. But you know, also when I in the old days, in the olden days when we were at university, we used to smoke a lot of grass. That was always sold by the ounce, wasn't it?
Sold by, of course,
a quarter ounce and
yeah.
all that.
Yeah.
And you'd get fucking the old black
Moroccan black,
Lebanese red, and all that.
Yeah,
that was all done by the imperial measure, wasn't it? I don't know what they do now because I don't buy it anymore.
No,
obviously,
I don't know.
That would be wrong. But yeah, no, I'm with you. The trouble is, right, on my passport, it tells me how tall I am in fucking metres, right? And
yeah,
I have
no,
no
one,
fucking clue. It's, I think it's 1.69 metres or something.
No one knows
I don't know
how
that is.
Fucking tall they
Fuck
are with
off.
Metres. And do you know what? Why are cunts who read The Guardian and work on The Guardian
no,
so
it.
Obsessed with us not having imperial measures?
Well, they want us to have the euro
because they
well.
Think it's modern to be the same as the fucking French. Well, fuck the French.
Do you know, I was talking to Peter Hitchens about
stupid
this today,
measurements.
Right? And he was saying that apparently these nutters in France actually had a plan to make the fucking the 24-hour clock into 10 hours. They wanted to make it 10 so it would be decimal.
Yeah.
They wanted to make the fucking months
yeah.
into decimal, like, so there would only be 10, there would be 10 days in a week, fucking 10 hours in a day. What the fuck? We'd have been going absolutely insane, wouldn't we?
But all these, all these Guardians...
Fuck off, you yeah, hop off,
exactly.
you frogs.
All these Guardian wankers are going, oh, going back to imperial measures makes no sense.
You must be
well,
a racist.
Yeah, of course it makes fucking
You're a racist.
Sense. Nobody likes metric measurements. And if we're going to leave fucking Europe, we're going to leave the EU, why should we stick with their fucking shit measurements?
But also
system?
We haven't gone the whole
fucking
hog anyway.
Macron can stick his fucking metric system up his bony French ass.
With the help of his mother. Sorry, his wife.
With the help of his 110-year-old wife.
And his beard, yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Sorry about that.
Who's a bloke, isn't he?
I think so, yeah. Got a penis. Could be a woman, though, because women can have a penis
yeah,
now.
Yeah, according to
we've
Stella
been told
Creasy.
That by Stella Creasy.
Yeah.
Do you think she's got a penis? She might have.
Well, she's certainly a cock. You fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot.
I finished breastfeeding my child, or sorry, chest feeding my child, presumably.
That's right, chest feeding.
Chest feeding. So now I've decided that women can have cocks. Okay, darling. No wonder you're not fucking married.
Yeah, well,
is she married?
She's got I mean, I don't know, but she's got a baby, right? And she's the one that wanted to...
She's the one that breastfeeds the baby. No, she did. No, she does breastfeed it in fucking Parliament.
Why?
Because she can. Apparently, it's the new thing, you know?
Yeah. As this is a quote from Ricky Gervais's Netflix routine. No. He said, in real life, I support trans rights. I support all human rights. Trans rights are human rights. Live your best life. Use your preferred pronouns. Be the gender that you feel you are. But meet me halfway, ladies. Lose the cock.
Brilliant. Absolutely fucking tremendous. He is fucking hilarious, as old Ricky.
So can we just fucking put this shit to bed now? That... women can't have penises.
No.
I mean, you can pretend you're a woman and say, I've got a penis, but it doesn't make you a fucking
woman.
Although
it could be like that guy that rang the show up on Saturday night who said, look, if she's decent looking, she can have my penis for half an hour.
Yeah, it was a fucking good call, wasn't it?
It wasn't bad. Fucking amazing that they allowed that to go out. Now, listen, I just want to mention to you that Skillshare is a sponsor of this episode. We'll be getting into that a little bit later on, but that's where you go if you want to discover inspiration online. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, I mean, are you seriously telling me that there are going to be two lots of people in this country, those who have bunting put up and those who fucking don't? Because where I live, all the Millwall supporters, right, who always put England flags up every time there's a fucking football competition, they've all gone nuts on the bunting. There's fucking bunting everywhere. But, of course, if you go to salubrious types parts of town, like where you live, where all the fucking Ramonas are, there won't be any, will
there? Yeah, there's no sign of it.
Because you can't put any Union Jacks up because people think you're a fucking racist.
You'd think there's no such thing as the Platinum Jubilee where I live.
Absolute cunts. Now, you told me the other day...
Absolute cunts, these are my neighbours.
Yeah, well, they are cunts, aren't they? Are you gonna, imagine if you had a street party and you're just on your own.
So me and Henrietta will go out there and fuck them
and off. And Chasbo, you know, barking away. You've got no heating at the moment, right?
Oh, fucking hell. Right, two things. Can someone tell that cunt god that it's not the it's not the winter, you bearded old fuck? It's the summer. It's fucking freezing. For the avoidance of doubt, God is definitely a bloke. I've seen the fucking pictures.
Has he got a penis?
He's got a cock. Cock. It's an omnipresent cock.
I mean, there's not much point being God.
It's an all-powerful cock. He rules the universe with his massive cock.
Imagine if God had a small cock.
Yeah, like Peter Andre. Did you see that? Peter Andre.
He's thinking of suing. He's Why?
And somebody said, where's he going? To the small claims court? I mean, because that fuckwit Rebecca Vardy accuses him of having the smallest trouser equipment she's ever seen.
Has she fucked
and
him?
And he's furious. I haven't. I've got a really big cock. Oh, yeah, sure you have.
Maybe she's just got a very big pussy. Yeah, it felt like it was small.
Pete, if someone accuses you of having a small cock,
you just shut up.
Just go with it. Because if you start saying, I have not got a small cock, I've got a massive cock, everybody will think you're a massive cock.
No, you are a massive cock.
Yeah, exactly.
So did she sleep with Andre then? Is that how she knows?
Well,
or did somebody else tell her?
She did a kiss and tell for the Screws, News of the World. You know, in which she said all that crap about him having a small cock.
Right.
And he says he can't even remember sleeping with her. And he's considering suing for that reason. But...
well, let's hope he's telling the truth.
Who knows where that case is heading?
Well, let's hope he's telling the truth, because if he does not tell the truth, he's going to look a right tit.
Even more than he always does.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, to go back to God and the weather being wrong.
I don't know how we got to Agatha Christie and God.
Fuck knows. It's fucking freezing out there right now, and it has been for about a week.
It's been pitching
Which, of course, me being me, it coincides with my fucking central heating going wrong. So a week ago, I said to Henrietta, I said, fuck's sake, it's fucking freezing. I'm going to put the heating on. She goes, oh, don't be ridiculous, it's the summer. I said, fuck off, I'm putting it on.
Right.
So I put it on, it comes on for about 10 minutes and then fucks up.
So what's wrong with it?
So it's broken. Well, it's just fucking not working.
Well, there's a boiler knackered.
So anyway, the point is, like, oh, fucking hell. So I go downstairs, and about 6 months ago, because I'm middle class, we had a log-burning fire thing installed. So I go, so okay, we'll fucking build a fire, fuck that. So I go down to this brand new fucking log-burning fire, open the door, and it fucking fell off. So that's got to be
fixed.
Have
you never used it before?
Yeah, you could use it all the time.
Right.
But it fell off, so I can't use the fucking log burning fire. I've got no heating, and it took me 3 days before I realised that we've got an immersion heater, so I can get hot water.
I was going to say, if you got at least hot water.
We were taking fucking ice showers.
Oi!
Fucking shit.
You live in like some kind of fucking refugee.
I know. We've got a guy coming. Oh, here's the other thing, right? So, of course, we get a couple of heating engineers come around. And what they do, these heating engineers, all of them, I've had it before. They come around, they go, they spend their time.
Yeah, look at that.
Ooh,
the breathing.
And then they'll fuck around for about half an hour, and then they'll come down and sit and say, well, I'm afraid that the boilers, you need a new boiler. I can get you one for about $2,000.
That's
you
cheap.
Know, you know, and you go, well, hang on a second. You know, that's like saying you've got a slight fault with your car.
Right.
Something wrong with your car.
Or buy a new engine.
Yeah, a new engine will fix it, but you don't need it to be, you know, the whole engine. So anyway, the last time this happened to me was 3 years ago. Same fucking
thing. So the boiler's only 3 years old?
Well, no, it's not. It went wrong 3 years ago. So a fucking engineer came around and said, you need a new boiler,
right,
mate.
Well,
you
know, he was right, wasn't
he? Well, no. Well
he
maybe,
fucking was.
Maybe now. Well, I don't think he... he wasn't, because I said to Henry, I said, fuck, I'm not spending fucking $5,000. We got another heating engineer who came around, and there's a sort of some fucking thing on the top of the boiler, and he goes, oh, yeah, this has gone wrong. So he unscrewed it. He said, I think I've got one in the van. So he goes down, puts it on, goes, that's all right now. I said, well, how much are you? He said, £50.
That's good.
That was it, and it's been perfect for
me. Yeah, but now it's fucked, though.
Well, yeah, but it will not need a new fucking boiler, I
guarantee
you.
I bet you it does.
You.
How long have you had the boiler for?
Well, 10 years.
You fucking need a new boiler, you fucking cunt.
I fucking
buy a new one.
Well, I fucking don't need a new boiler.
Listen, I was fucking in Wiltshire, right, when we got flooded, right? We got flooded 3 times in the same week. First time, boiler, bang, fucking broken, right? Put a new boiler in, bang, fucking flooded again. 2 fucking boilers in a week. Luckily, and obviously without wishing to give too much away, the plumber was a decent bloke and knew us quite well. And so the claim was for slightly more than we actually paid. But never mind. I'm not going to go into too much detail there. But we lost
20,000 more than
we fucking lost 2 boilers.
Well, was that because the water shorted it out?
Yeah, the water came in literally up to your fucking up to the level of this table. Yeah. It was that fucking deep. And then it just went out again. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
But why would that fuck up 2 boilers?
Well, because the first boiler got fucked, and then we replaced it with the second boiler. And the second boiler, then fucking water came back in again the same 3 days later. Same fucking thing. Second boiler fucked. Yeah. Unbelievable.
But that it is their culture.
But you're going to have to buy another fucking
boiler.
Well,
I bet you I don't. I bet you I've got a decent guy coming around tomorrow.
Some fucking cowboy comes in and goes, oh, yeah, I'll just put that in from the van.
If it goes for 3 years...
He probably
years,
didn't put anything in from the fucking van. He probably did you
well,
for 50
quid.
Well,
he can't fucking get it working again by magic.
He could
He changed the part.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know, would you?
Well, I do fucking know, because it was 3 years ago and it hasn't gone wrong since then until last week.
Yeah, but you don't know what he actually did.
Well,
though,
he 50 fucking quid. Who fucking cares? When he turned up, it wasn't working. When he fucking left 50 quid later, it was working.
That's fine.
You know, job done.
Yeah, I know.
Happy days.
There might have been nothing fucking wrong with it, though, is my point.
What do you think? Of course there was something fucking wrong with it. It wasn't fucking working.
Yeah, but it's
like
cars, right?
That's like me looking at it fucking now and going, you know, there's no heat coming out of this boiler. The central heating isn't working, but there's obviously nothing wrong with it.
Yes, but the point is that you and I are, I would suspect, the same. We know fuck all about boilers, right?
I agree with that.
If somebody came to fix my boiler, I wouldn't know whether they fixed it or not. I wouldn't know what they fucking did.
Well, you would if it was working again.
Well, yeah, but they might have. Yeah, but they might have just done something very minor. The point is, it's the same with a car. I know fuck all about cars. If I take a car into a fucking garage, they start talking to me like I know what they're doing. Oh, yeah, well, you know, the thing is, what's wrong with it? They start explaining. I'm like, I don't know what you're fucking talking about. I've no idea what you're fucking talking about.
I always act like I do.
Yeah, but you can't, there's no point.
Nodding sagely.
You know, but if any woman ever goes into a garage, they treat them like they're fucking idiots. They expect us to know. I don't know shit about cars. I literally could not fix, I mean, all I can do is basically put air in the fucking tyres. And water in the fucking windscreen wipers. That's it.
Last time I tried to do that, I had to get fucking Quick Fit out.
Well, you know,
I fucked it right up.
I came back from New York once and I rented a fucking Mercedes. I didn't even have a fucking license, right? I got my mother to rent the car for me and she fucking just gave it to me to drive around. And what I, you know, it fucking was getting low on petrol. I couldn't work out how to open the fucking petrol thing. So I had to drive it to a fucking Mercedes dealer and say, look, can you show me how the fuck this opens? Because I had no idea.
Excuse me.
I literally, and they were like, and they were like,
oh, there's a little,
no, because it was like one of those things that's smooth against the side of the car.
That's
and you had to flick a fucking switch inside the car to open it. But I couldn't find that. I didn't fucking know. I was about 24. I had no fucking clue. I thought I was Jack the Lad driving around a fucking Mercedes. But I couldn't put the fucking petrol in it. Like a cunt.
My problem with successive cars, including the one I've got now, I can never work out how to open the bonnet. Or the hood, as we used to call them in America. I still couldn't like the same bonnet.
Well, you know what? They still do it as if you're driving on the left. My car now, the way you open the bonnet is you have to pull a lever on the passenger
side.
Isn't it, though? Well, no, you can't do it from the driver. You have to get out of the car and fucking pull it from the driver's side because they haven't fucking moved.
The last time I tried to open mine, I got the same thing, the sort of down thing down by the where the accelerator is. You just pull it back, and it goes ding, and you go, there you go. And then you go around the front. But there's still another clip there, and that's what I can never find.
And why were you opening the bonnet?
I know. I think I was trying to put some, you know, the windscreen washer thing. I was trying to put some shit in there.
Right. Did you manage to find it?
No. No, I'm fucking useless at things like
brilliant.
That. And, you know, I mean, am I handy around the house? Am I fuck? I don't even know how to change a fucking plug.
Listen, for a long time. Well, did you not hear the fucking conversation I had this morning with this fucking bloke who was going on about how they've changed the fucking plug colours of the wires? And he went, no, it used to be, Live used to be brown, now it's black. And I'm going, I don't know, I thought Live was fucking red.
Why would they change that, though?
Because they're fucking absolute cunts. And the point is that they've now changed all the colours around. It's like, so the earth that used to be, I think it used to be green and yellow, is now not green and yellow. It's fucking some other colour.
But that's meaningless to us because it's an alien world to us.
Well, also, can you remember the last time you put a fucking plug on anything? Do you remember you used to buy things?
No, I can't put plugs on. I don't know how to do it.
There was one thing I used to be able to do, right? But now I've completely forgotten. But you used to buy things that you had to put the plug on. Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. You used to buy an appliance, a fucking air dryer.
Have I told
or
you the story?
And it didn't have a plug.
Have I told you batteries?
Yeah.
Have I told you the story about my DVD player? By the way,
Go on.
This is good. I fucking decided just before the whole launch of the TV station, I thought my fucking, I've got Freeview, right? Because I refuse to pay for
Sky. I need
to
go out and get some very old fashioned equipment.
Yeah.
Betamax.
No, but I refuse to pay. I refuse to pay for Sky despite the fact that I now pay fucking 30 quid a month so my son can watch Sky Sports. I don't even fucking know how to do it, right? So I've got Freeview, but the fucking box, froze. So I thought, well, I better get a new fucking box, right?
Nice.
Part of the reason it froze is I put my fist through it at one point because I was so pissed off with the fucking thing sticking. Because you see that thing where... and the fucking screen looks like a jigsaw, right?
Fucking idiot.
Right? So anyway, I go get a new fucking Freeview box, right? And I'm all fucking chuffed with myself because I got it home and it's really small. And so I unhooked the previous Freeview box, put the new Freeview box on, fucking checked it out, got it fucking plugged in, everything was growing. Oh, fucking, look at the picture's amazing. It's like a fucking 4K picture, right?
Right.
Looks fantastic, right?
Right.
And I took the old one, put it in very carefully, put it in the cardboard box, chucked it out in the morning. So I thought, I've dealt with all that. About 4 days later, I thought, do you know what? I fancy watching a DVD because I have a DVD player.
Yeah.
So I've got loads of them, right? And I was watching the old House of Cards, you know, the old English version,
great.
Right? Not the one with Kevin Spacey.
Oh, the English one, okay.
The English version, which is great,
good.
Right? Anyway, so I'm pressing the fucking, you know, remote. What the fuck's going on here? Nothing was happening. I couldn't get fucking HDTML3, whatever the fuck it was, right?
Yeah, I know that thing. Yeah.
And do you know what I fucking did?
What?
I put the new Freeview box in, but I threw out my DVD player.
What, by mistake?
Yes. So I've got now two Freeview boxes, one of which doesn't work. And not only have I thrown the DVD player out, but it had the fucking Series 1... Of fucking House of Cards in the fucking player. So now I've lost that as well. What a cunt. So I had to go buy another fucking DVD player, which I've now done. So that's all fine.
But you still get DVD. Who the fuck has DVDs?
I've got
anymore?
Loads of DVDs. Do you not remember when in the old days?
I do remember DVDs
there was a time,
vaguely.
No, there was
in the
a
mists
time.
Of time.
Do you not remember in the old days when we were selling newspapers and trying to stave off the
unlike
inevitable?
What Fleet Street does now.
Trying to stave off the inevitable fucking decline into nothing,
zero.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They would say, get your free DVD. We used to get free.
Yeah,
fucking,
no, I remember. Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
We used to get, you know, you'd get a music a video or you'd get a fucking a CD with music on it or you'd get a free DVD
the papers used to give
out
them
of
my
Africa
leg.
Or some shit, right?
Yeah.
And somebody once said to me, a woman that worked at the Mail, she said, you know, one day you'll buy a DVD and I'll give you a free paper. That's how it's fucking going.
Yeah.
And she was almost right, you know?
So, you know, you said you smashed your fist down on the fucking...
I did that because it kept sticking.
Yeah, well,
there's nothing fucking worse.
You're like my fucking wife. I mean, she's always having massive arguments with inanimate objects. You know. So, you know, she can't...
She doesn't look like a woman that has a temper.
No. She's got a terrible temper.
Really?
You know, so the kettle won't work. She'll just go, oh, fucking... And just smash it, you know.
So you're smash a bit it like to that, pieces. Though.
Yeah, but I don't... I've cured myself of fighting with inanimate objects because there's no point. As I say to her, you know, there's no point in fighting with the television or the kettle because they don't really care that you're hitting it and throwing it away.
Yeah, but that's what she does. No, but it does feel good when you do something like that. It's fucking great.
Yeah, but, I mean, when you calm down, you feel like a stupid cunt.
I mean, I used to have rounds with the mother of my children. I'd just throw a fucking plate in the fucking sink and it would just shatter. Fucking great. And then she'd go, look at that fucking idiot. Look what you've done now, you fucking prick. And I was like, yeah, well, now I feel fucking better, so fuck you. Anyway, you know, breaking shit is great. I fucking love breaking shit.
I suppose so, yeah. I can see that. It's a catharsis, isn't it?
A catharsis even. Now, let me tell you about Skillshare, because they are a sponsor of this episode. And Skillshare is the world's largest online learning community, right? Uh-huh. And what basically they do is they offer you an opportunity to learn about all sorts of things, right? And I've actually decided to go for this, right? I haven't actually done it yet, but I'm going to go for their Social Media for Creatives, 5 exercises to power your freelance career, which means all sorts of things.
That's interesting.
It means identify the potential audience, build brand awareness, increase engagement, you know, earn subscribers, and convert true fans. So I think it's a great idea, right? So what you'd get is you get membership, you get support of fellow creatives. It can help you make 2022 a year of new learning and growth. And the point about this new thing that I'm going to do is I reckon if we do it right, I'm going to use it as a sort of a method to get Thought Police bigger and better by engaging more with the audience, right? Because basically... you might think you know a lot about what you're doing. I mean, I think I know a lot about Twitter, but this course that I've had a quick look at tells me that actually they've got hands-on projects, they've got classes, and you can basically
do it. How to use Twitter properly.
And how to use it properly, but also how to target the, because you know how Twitter now is quite difficult to see exactly how it all works. But basically these classes will tell you how you can get to more people more quickly. And so they can actually, you know, become a bigger part of your audience, right? So here's what we do. Because of the way that they like us here at the Thought Police, you can explore your creativity at skillshare.com/thought. You get a 1 month free trial and just check it out. They've got all sorts of different things. You can learn how to be a manager. You can learn how to make videos. You can learn, if you're into it, about all sorts of cookery classes. I mean, there's literally everything there. Skillshare.com/thought. You get 1 month free, and it's fantastic.
That's well worth having a look at.
I think it's well worth doing. Because even if you don't, I mean, because a lot of people say to me, you know, I got a bit of spare time on my hands. I wouldn't mind learning a new thing. Yeah. Learn a new thing.
Yeah.
It's got to be a good idea in case you find yourself unemployed at any point.
Yeah.
Right? So whether you're a dabbler or a pro, a hobbyist or a master, discover what you can make with classes for every skill level. Go to skillshare.com/thoughts and it's 1 month free. So, you know, that's what we're going to do.
Excellent. Really good.
Yeah, good. Now, I told you the story on Saturday night about this incident I had in Borough Market, right?
The orange juice.
The orange juice incident, and we didn't really explore it properly. So I couldn't really tell the story on the radio because it was too
because it didn't
fucking coarse.
It didn't encompass the actual language you used.
Yeah, because this guy, right, who fucking drops the he drops one of those. You know, they've got these different stands there, right?
There's
a stand where you can get fruit juice. I mean, what cunt gets fruit juice to walk around Borough Market with, right? You can fucking go and get a glass of Pimm's. You can have a glass of Prosecco. What, this fucking twat decides he wants fruit juice. And as he's walking past with two of his fucking mates, he drops it on the floor and it fucking explodes like a bomb.
Right.
All up my fucking trousers, goes on my fucking jacket. And I just looked at him, I went, what the fuck do you think you're fucking doing? And he was like, oh, sorry, it was an accident. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if it was an accident. What are you going to fucking do now? And he's going, and he's just staring at me. And I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do here because I don't know what I want him to do. I just want something more than I'm sorry. And he just went, well, at least I said sorry. And I went, what fucking difference does that make to me? I've got to wash my fucking jacket. Yeah. I've got to clean my fucking trousers. You fucking complete prick. And people were sort of walking around us and looking at me
therapy for PTSD. It's going to be terrible.
No, but I mean, people underestimate. I've got a thing. I don't know what it is, but But if anybody spills anything around me, I go fucking apeshit. When my kids used to knock over drinks in the pub, used to fucking go insane and start shouting at them. And people would be looking at me like, he's a bit fucking unhinged. I mean, because I don't know what it is. It just
is annoying, but they don't
insane.
Do it on purpose, do they?
I don't give a fuck if it's on purpose. How is that any different?
Okay.
I mean, thank God he didn't do it on purpose. I would have kicked his fucking head in.
Whatevs.
You know. But, you know, I'm sorry. I don't want people spilling shit around me. But,
okay.
It doesn't make me weird.
Okay, we got the message, yeah.
Does that make me weird?
I'm so tempted to fucking kick your beer over now.
You fucking, honestly, don't. It fucking drives me insane. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is, but it literally drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's unbelievable. Absolutely fucking unbelievable.
So, by the way, congratulations to Notts Forest for winning the championship.
I saw you saying that last night.
Fucking Notts. Stop, Notts. Nottingham Forest, Notts County.
You can't say
Notts Forest. I fucking can, and I can't give a fucking shit about your stupid Nottingham ideas.
Yes.
Nobody fucking cares. Notts Forest, Nottingham County. Nobody gives a shit. Except people who live in Nottingham, and I don't even know where fucking Nottingham is.
Yeah, mostly people from Nottingham are cunts anyway.
Where is Nottingham?
It's in the east.
It's like by the forest.
It's near Leicester.
Fucking Robin Hood lives.
Yeah, but
in
fact, Robin Hood didn't even come from there. He came from fucking Yorkshire, according to the people
in
Yorkshire.
I mean, I've been there, but I don't really know where it is.
I've been to Nottingham once. I went to Nottingham once for a wedding,
yeah.
And I was asked to do a reading, right? Yeah. And I got so drunk before the reading was done that I basically went up and did ripped the fucking bloke a new arsehole. And everyone was going, oh, my God. And they weren't very happy with me. And
it's your best man's move.
I was breaking up.
Cunt.
I was breaking up with my wife at the time. And
The particular wife of that moment.
The one wife I've only ever had, right? Mm. I drove up from London. She drove up from Wiltshire. And we had a house, and apparently the farmer who lived around the area hated this fucking, it was like a sort of a kind of slightly bijou kind of, you know, hotel where it was obviously people from London went for the weekend and it was all nice cars and lovely. This guy fucking spread muck literally the day before everybody fucking moved in for the weekend. So it stank of fucking shit, right? And we were sitting and you had to shut the windows. It was fucking roasting.
Fucking
it was horrendous, right? She turns up and I was already shit-faced because I think there was a football match on before the wedding. So we'd all gone to the pub, hence me being completely fucking rat-arsed. At some point later in the day, I fucking was found throwing up lying on a fucking bench, you know. She fucked off.
Wedding guest from hell.
She drove home fucking shit-faced, which was about 2 hours, which she'd never have done. I was all hoping she might have ended up in a fucking ditch, but she managed to make it home, you know. But what a fucking day that was. And the guy who got married to the woman, she's never forgiven me, right? And you know when you know people like that. And whenever we would meet up, she came up to live in Glasgow with him for a while. And she just never forgave me. She also never forgave me because once I was at a party with him and her, and I completely fucking went blank on her name. And I said, oh, this is so-and-so.
Yeah,
and
this is terrible.
And this is his wife. And she went, it's Judy, Mike. And I went, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course I knew.
No, at that point, you have to say whatever.
She fucking hates me. Always has hated me. But, I mean, it was quite a fucking...
But you see, the thing is, that in my view, the problem
I recovered, by the way. I did come back to the party later once I'd been sick.
Good, good, good. That's great.
I think I tried
good to know.
I think I tried to fuck one of the bridesmaids after that as well. So it was a great fucking day out, really.
Broke her leg. That fucked her.
Yeah.
The problem with that wedding is it's in the countryside. And I fucking hate the countryside. You're right. It usually stinks.
It stinks,
you know,
of fucking
it's full of fucking
cow
fucked
shit.
Farm animals.
Right. And tractors.
And tractors. About a few years ago... I thought, we'll get a weekend house. You know, we'll go up in the country in the weekend. So we bought one up in
Suffolk. Yeah, up in Suffolk,
up
right?
Up in Suffolk.
Have you sold that now?
Yeah, flogged it now, yeah, because I didn't like it much. Well, I quite like the house. I just didn't like the country.
It's also fucking takes ages to get there. It's a fucking nightmare.
It was quite nice that you sort of Friday night, you'd get in the car and 3 hours later, you're up in the middle of the country. I mean, it was a nice place on a sort of village green.
It's nice to wake up in the country on a Saturday morning, isn't it?
Yeah, but... Increasingly, so we went up there less and less.
Yeah.
So we used to go up first, of course, every weekend, then every 2 weekends, and before we knew where we were going, about once every 6 months.
Yeah.
And
Did you make money? Did you ever rent it out, really?
No, never did. But sold it all right. Sold it for good profit. Because we bought it, it was a complete fucking wreck.
Yeah.
We did it up and sold it very well. But I was thinking to myself, what is it I don't like about this? You know, it's lovely. You know, it's the country and lovely village pubs and things. And do you know what I worked out is I actually don't like the look of fields and trees and farm animals. I don't like the look of them. You know, I much prefer, like, dangerous city streets. This is my environment. So I just don't like what the country looks like. They go, oh, it's a beautiful view. Not to me, it's not.
When
I want to look at skyscrapers, you know, when I first and motorways.
When I first moved to the country, when I moved to Wiltshire, I fucking hated it. It was like a nightmare. It was like, you'd hear all these...
I'd go outside. Shit, isn't it,
no,
the country?
I was still smoking those days. I'd go outside, right, for a smoke. And there'd be like an fucking owl sound. And there'd be like... some fucking rabbit being eaten by a fox.
Yeah.
I was like, this is fucking...
It's fucking carnage.
I kept expecting some bloke with a fucking axe to come and murder me in the middle of the night. Because I was literally, it was in this little village. And trucks used to go rolling through. Because when we went to buy the house, we went on Saturday, there was no fucking traffic. When we bought it, it was like a fucking major artery between like Bath and fucking Reading. Mm. And I'm like, fuck me. You literally step out, there's no pavement anywhere, right? And everything was 300 quid. You know, first the fucking tree needed cutting down. Oh, 300 quid. And my wife, being American, got known very clearly very soon. And every fucking tradesman in the fucking land would turn up and tell her that she needed something done.
It needs a new
fucking
boiler.
Another 300 fucking quid. Oh, yeah, the fucking drain's not working, but it's on your side. It's not on the roadside, so you better fix the fucking
pipe. All the local plumbers going, oh, fucking hell, I'm bit hard up. Let's go around and rip the yank off.
Yeah, and you know, we had a fireplace, right? But when the night we moved in, we couldn't start the fucking fire because we didn't have any fucking logs. There was a fucking anthracite... fired boiler, which are those little pieces of fucking coal. And could I fucking light this for 100 fucking years? No. So we sat there literally freezing.
I had to go into
the local town for pizza, which is about a 20-minute drive each way.
Right, yeah,
by the time we got the fucking pizza back, it was cold.
Yeah.
Kids were fucking looking at me like, what the fuck have you done?
Well, that's we're sitting in the dark, in the cold.
Fucking shit it was. Absolute dog
everywhere shit. Is fucking miles away. Yeah. Here's another thing about the country. So we're up in Suffolk.
Full of cunts.
So go down these fucking little country lanes. And about every half a mile, there's a sort of like a big lay-by thing. And this fucking great pile of these like turnip things everywhere. And I go, well, what are those fucking things? And it turns out they're mangel wurzels.
What?
Mangel wurzels. And they're like massive versions of turnips. And they feed them to cattle and sheep and things like that. So
I've never heard of a mangel wurzel.
So I asked the local, I said, well, so can... It's a turnip. Can humans eat these? He said, well, you can, but they're kind of difficult to prepare. So I went and got one and tried to turn it into an edible meal.
Right.
And it turns out you have to boil them for about like 3 days before they're even remotely...
And does it taste like a turnip?
Yeah, it was
very... Why would you want to eat something that tastes like a fucking turnip? Turnips are shit.
I don't mind the taste
of turnips.
It's like
the worst food ever.
I don't mind the taste of turnips.
Are you sure you're not some kind of peasant?
Vegetables like turnips are very fashionable in fashionable restaurants now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I don't go to fashionable restaurants. You know what you haven't talked about? We haven't got time now. We'll have to do it next time. That fucking vegan Michelin star restaurant you went to.
Oh, God, yeah. As a taster, if I can put it that way, we will talk about my trip to a vegan restaurant in London's fashionable Soho next time. Thought, please.
Yeah, we must write that
just
down.
Just to let you know, though, dinner for two... was £320.
Does that include a lot of wine or not?
Not that much.
Really?
Not that much. No, it was like it was one of those
taster
menus, you know.
Yeah.
So you didn't get any choice. You had about eight different.
Well, it
courses.
All tastes the fucking same, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, some of it was nice. Some of it was really nice.
Fuck
other
off.
Bits weren't.
Right now, let's do some Patreon executive producer credit, shall we?
Have I got the names?
I've got them here: Jason Steele, Leonie Thomas, Robbie Lunnan, Matt Clark. Jennifer Lineberger, you know who she is, right?
Oh, that's the fucking American whore.
That's the American whore, yeah. John O'Brien, Emma Lou. It says here she wants to fuck horses. Why does it say that? I don't think that's
Emma
true.
Emma Lou, she wants to fuck horses.
No. George Maley, Emil Watters, Robbie Lunnan, Jenny 29. Now,
Jenny 29.
We got some news about Jenny
29. We've got a picture.
Why do we call her Jenny 29?
Because she fucks 29 men a night.
Right, would you fuck her now you've seen her?
That would be ungentlemanly.
I'm sorry.
Jenny, if you will, of course I will.
Yeah, Jenny, you're in for a treat next time because Kevin says he'd like to give you one.
That's not real. Don't put it that way. I just didn't want to be nasty. I mean, I could have said, don't want to be nasty.
It's a bit fucking late for isn't it?
It's the,
anyway, right, Jenny.
Dean McCarthy.
So soon it'll be Jenny 30, Dean McCarthy, Martin Gundry. Are you doing the rest of you?
Yeah, sure.
Go on then, fucking get on with it.
John O'Brien, Thomas O'Donnell,
fucking
Gareth
twat.
Hughes, Daniel Arsehole. Jones.
Shitbag.
That cunt John Priest, that other fuckwit William Burrow.
Bollocks to you.
And the biggest prick in the world, Mark Buckley.
That's it. This week's new fish, Dale Pinnock.
Hello,
fucking
Dale.
Stupid name. Sounds like Kinnock.
Yeah. What does Pinnock rhyme with?
No, it doesn't rhyme with Kinnock. It rhymes
with
massive
cunt. No, you're supposed to say Pillock.
What do you mean?
Then I go, no, what does... I've got a script here.
Why?
I'm supposed to say, what does Pinnock rhyme with?
All right.
You say Pillock.
Well, I haven't got
and
a script.
I say, no, massive cunt.
Okay. Well, well done for fucking ruining that joke. Joseph.
Well, you weren't really on board, were you?
Well, I didn't see a fucking script anywhere.
Yeah, well, I've got some sympathy for you there.
What about
yeah.
Joseph French?
Joseph French. Oh, fuck him.
French.
He's got to change his second name.
Yeah, French lesson.
Yeah, it's a French,
French letter.
It's a French letter.
French kiss.
Joseph French letter.
French cunt. How about that? Also, we'd like to mention Dave Johnson, the Thought Police fan, but he's also the boss of Suitable Choices. Suitable Choices, of course, is that organisation that does mortgages, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. Independent mortgage brokerage, which covers the whole of the UK, although the company is based in sunny Kent, just outside Margate, as a matter of fact.
Very nice.
His tagline is straight door talking, no bullshit advice. A man after our own hearts.
Well done.
The web address is www.suitablechoices.co.uk.
Well done. And of course, if you haven't done it yet, and you're listening to this podcast, which is obviously free from Audio Boom, you can go and join our Patreon page. Just look at the Thought Police Twitter page, and you can go and join it, because what we're going to be doing is offering you, for free, if you're a Patreon member, a live stream of our last show at Putney.
Yeah, that.
Right, we did put it out a little while ago to anybody who wanted to see it, but there was a bit of a problem with
there
it.
There were so technical problems.
We fixed that problem. So if you want to see it,
Bakshi, everyone,
join Patreon, and you'll be able to see it for free there. We'll be back same time next week with the Thought Police.
In the meantime, all of you, go fuck yourselves.
Fuck off. Cunt.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.